Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Tainus, Daf Chav Beis, and we continue here in the fourth parak, the final parak of Meseches Tainus, and today is a Meseches Brachas type of discussion. Where did it come up? Because we've been talking about Ne'ila, which is discussed whether when one has an extra fast day for the rain, so then one says Ne'ila. The beginning of the parak said there are three times that possibilities, B'shlosha Prakim, that's the name of the parak, that the Kohanim could duchen four times a day. Yom Kippur obviously is the four-time day because it only has the Musaf, but we got into Ne'ila. And then we spoke about, in the last daf, whether one has to daven Myriv if one already daven Ne'ila, because, you know, we're already daven an extra Amida, so then maybe that would cover the Myriv. That was a machlokas, whether Ne'ila is poter shel Erev or eina poter shel Erev. So related to that, that's what the Gemara says, we're about to talk about, gets into the discussion of what we're about to talk about now. So about 10 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Aleph and Mabez. De Beis Rabbi Yanai Amrin. Allah Adam Lemitaso. So we're up to a Matrichan Alav Shi'erid. The Beis Rabbi Yanai says that, let's say somebody got into bed. This happens once in a while. If somebody is not in their regular schedule. Somebody gets into bed and then they remember, oh, I didn't have a Meirv. Right? So what do you do? So the Beis Rabbi Yanai says, you don't have to be Matrich to go down. You don't have to daven. Why? Because he's reflecting the shita of Tilas Arvis Rishus. And therefore, Ein Matrichan Alav Sheyerid. Amar Reb Zeira once said, Kol Zman Tavina Avad Kein, if I ever did that, Havina Mispachad Be'lalia, I had nightmares the whole night. Right? It was very scary the whole night if I never got out. So he's teaching us to get out of bed and not to rely on that. But, says the Gemara, Les Lecha Ela Kahadad, the Rebbe, Mefake Lav Don Amore. He says it's you should just follow what Rebbe told his remember the one that his announcer, Achris Komeon, Madamatli Asli Baramsha. Meaning if you're nervous that you're gonna forget later and it's gonna be too late, so just daven early. As he said, the man and the matzli, the one who davens Asli Baramsha, daven Myriv Adi Omakayim while it's still daytime, while it's early. Again, reflecting the shita that we said of Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven Ma'ariv already after Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba, Mefakel Amori also, Acheris Komeon, Mandamatz Liyatz Liber Duramsha, Adiyome Kayim. Good. Amar Rav Yaakov Baracha, V'tani Taman. And once we're on this topic, Tfilas Erev Mahu. What is the din of Tfilas Erev of davening Ma'ariv? Tfilas Arvis. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chova, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. Gamliel says it is an obligation like the other tefillas, and Rabbi Yeshua says rishus. What's interesting is that if you look at Maseches Brachos, where this machlokas comes up in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, the Gemara quotes the machlokas on Chavav Amibes. The Gemara quotes tefillos arvis rishus Chav Zayin Amibes. The Gemara quotes the machlokas. According to one of the opinions in the Gemara, that's the lashon of Tfilas Ma'ariv Ein La Keva, that it says in the Mishnah. What is Ein La Keva? It says an allusion. K'man d'amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. D'amar V'yud Amar Shmuel. I'm reading from Chav Zayin Amabez in the Bavli. Tfilas Arvis Rogimel Amar Chova. Rabbi Yeshua Omar Rishus. What's interesting is that it does not say any basis in the Mishnah for this machlokas. Why would Ma'ariv be different? You have to daven. Tfilas Arvis Chova. Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So on the same daf in the Gemara, but the Gemara explicitly doesn't link it, is the other machlokas about tefillah keneged avos tiknum or keneged tzmidim tiknum. Whether we daven keneged the karbanos, or tefillah the shachris is the tamid shel shachar, and the mincha is tamid shel bein arbayim, and ma'ariv is the burning of the fats in the limbs, hekter chalav mevarim, is it keneged karbanos or keneged avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? So the Gemara never links them, though they are in the same area in the Gemara. The Pnei Yoshua there in Bracha says, oh, they must be linked. Why would you say Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Because it's connected to the Karbanos. And the Karbanos don't have a separate carbon at night. It's just, if you have leftover fats, Hekter Chalav Mevarim, so that connected, that reflects Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Because if it's Yaakov Avinu, then why would it be different? If it's Yaakov connected Ma'ariv, so then why would Yaakov be different? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says there in the Gemara. L'chora, Nire, Tahach Plukta, Talia, but Plukta, Tanoi Lakamon, Itfilas Arvis Rishus Ochova, the Bandisvirole Rishus, Al Karkach Sovereign to Kenegat Smidu Tiknum, Umshamachi, Itfilas Shakras, Femincha Ochova, Mashenke, Itfilas Arvis, Sheena, Ella keneged evar mubadarim. Marav is just keneged the burning of the fat in the limbs. The lo ma'akvi kapara. It's not ma'akev the kapara. Va'od she'ikar mitzvasan latirin bayom. And the ikar time for even the burning is by day. Mishamachi aver shaper reshus. So that's tefilas arvus reshus. Umanda amar tefilas arvus chova. Sover to tefilas avos tiknum. The lafiza kulut gimel tefilos ki hadadi ninu. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. And if you want to look in a Rishon, it's in Rashi. Not Rashi and Brachas. That whole sugya doesn't say a word. It's Rashi and Shabbos on Naftesim Abeis. Tesim Abeis in Shabbos. The Gemara there says tefilas arvus reshus. And Rashi quotes, b'mesechas brachas kinegadev kekter chalav evarim. Sheimakvan kaparasan. So Rashi says beferish. Rashi and Shabbos Naftes says that it is connected to the Rishus and Tefilas Arvus Chova. There is a Nitziv. The Nitziv is in the Hemek She'ela. He says, the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says beferish that they're linked. Maybe you could say, even if you say Tefilas Arvus Rishus is connected of us. Why is Yaakov Avinu worse? So he says, because the Psukim by Avram and Yitzchak, it says they went to Davin. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Vayashkim Avram Aboker. They went up to Davin. By Yaakov it says Vayifka Babakom. It was unexpected. He went, and then the sun set, and he had to sleep, and so maybe that's why Yaakov Avinu's tefillah would be different, not the same type of kfius, and that's why he says the Gemara never links it. So it could be that it is not bavadai linked. Okay, so we get back to the machlokas of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel holds chover. Rabbi Yeshua says rishus. Amar Rav Chinina. Why is this here? Because of the following line. Asyan Elaine Palgavasa, Kahanein Palgavasa. It's related to the machlokas that we're talking about. Manda Amar Chova, according to the one who says that it's a Chova, so he would say a Ni'ila, but there is Shalerev. So then Ni'ila is not strong enough to say that you have to daven Ma'ariv. Because Ni'ila, let's say, is a Tfila that is added, and a Tfila that is added, so it's not strong enough to pater a real Chova. Manda Amar Rishus Ni'ila, but there is a Shalerev. But if it's Rishus Bechlau, so then the extra Tfila of Ni'ila could pater, and you wouldn't have to daven Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. Maisa b'Talmud Echad Shabbat v'Sholos Rabbi Yeshua says the Tfilas Erev Mahi. So it was a Talmud Echad. The Bavli says, who is this Talmud? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says Shabbat Rabbi Yeshua Tfilas Erev Mahi. So he asks Rabbi Yeshua, what do you say about Tfilas Ha'erev? Amar Lo Rishus. He says Tfilas Erev. Rabbi Yeshua responds that is Rishus. Bo v'Sholos Rabbi Gamliel. That same student asks Rabbi Gamliel Tfilas Erev Mahi. Amar Lo Chova. He says Chova. Amar lo, v'alo Rabbi Yeshua, amar li, rishus. He says, one minute, Rabbi Yeshua says to me, told me that it's rishus. Not mishimcha, but it just says rishus. Amar lo, l'machar, k'shekane, so Rabbi Gamliel told this student, you know me, ask that question tomorrow in shir. L'machar, k'shekane, l'beis avad, amad v'sholas alachazos, tomorrow, when you come to shir, ask this question. V'yamad oso a Talmud, v'sholas Rabbi Gamliel. So the next day, the Talmud stands up, and I guess he didn't know that he was falling for the bait, so to speak. And he asked Rabbi Gamliel, Tfilas Erev Mahi. Amar lo Chova. Rabbi Gamliel says Chova. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. I, Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Atush Omer Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel says Rabbi Yeshua. Do you say Rishus? Amar lo La. No. I didn't say Rishus. So was that a lie? Was that just to cover? If you look in Bechoros, Tosfos in Bechoros on Daf Lamed Hey, yeah, he lied. He didn't want to get into an argument in front of the whole shir. So his Rebbe asked him, like, yeah, I agree with you. He didn't agree with him. So he just did it. We'll cover to Gamliel. Okay, the Gemara says, you're allowed to be Mishanah and Bnei HaShalom. So this is ultimate Shalom. He was Mishanah. Other deas say that, no, maybe not. Maybe he, because as we know, the Lashon of the Rishonim is Kiblu Alehi Kechova. It's Rishus, but we accepted it as a Chova, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant. Yeshua says, did I say Rishus? No. Because he was basically saying that, you know, Kibbul Kechova, right? We accepted it as a Chova. Others say that, no, maybe he was Choser Bo at this moment. When Rabbi Gamliel said, does anybody hold? And nobody else said it. So Rabbi Yeshua was like, okay, I guess I'm wrong. If nobody else said anything and argued, so maybe he was being Choser Bo at this moment. So A, either he lied, Tosfos and Bechoros, or he was alluding to the idea of Tfilas Arvus Kibul Alei Kechova, right? That would allow him to say and not be lying. Or number three, he was Chozer Bo, right? Three different days. The Rishi Mekubetz says he was, maybe he was Chozer Bo, and therefore it wouldn't be a it wouldn't be called a lie. Either way, Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold of it. So Amar lo, Amar Raglacha v'yiducha, please stand up right now and be made on yourself. V'hayir Rabbi Gamliel, and he didn't give him a time to answer. V'Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev v'daresh, and the whole shir Rabbi Gamliel was giving a drasha. V'Rabbi Yeshua omed al raglav. And Rabbi Yeshua stood up, right? We all remember, hopefully, this story with different details, as we'll see from fourth parak and brachas and Bavli. Acharit a new book halam until the am started rumbling and grumbling. Rabbi Gamliel, it's like embarrassing for Rabbi Yeshua to be standing up the whole shiur. Rabbi Gamliel is still giving shiur. So Amar Rabbi Chutzpis Aturgaman. They told Rabbi Chutzpis, who was the one who was in charge of entry and exit. He padras ha'am. Tell everybody to go home. End the shiur. Stand up and stop announcing. And right, he was the one that Rabbi Gamliel whispered into his ear, and he announced the shiur so everybody could hear. He was the microphone. He said stop. And Amar Rabbi Zinon. They told Rabbi Zinon hachazin. Rabbi Zinon, he was the gabai. Amar etchilu. Tell him to start. Tell him to start what? Tell him to start the kaddish after the shiur. And there's always a Kaddish Durabanan after the shiur. So they said, just start saying Kaddish. You gotta end the shiur. You gotta end this situation. Again, that detail is not in the Bavli. The Amru, his chilu. So he said that. So he said, they started saying Kaddish and, the shiur ended. Vamdu kalama raglam, the whole am, everybody who there started leaving, Amrulo, and they, on the way out, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, they quoted this pasuk in Nachum, V'chi al mi lo avra ra'ascha tamid. Upon who doesn't your wrath go all the time? Meaning, because as we have back in Rosh Hashanah, this is not the first time. This is not the only time that Rabbi Gamliel did something to Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, he made Rabbi Yeshua come on the date that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur, yeah. You know, to come to him because they didn't know about Rabbi Gamliel. You know, he saw the moon today and he didn't see the moon tomorrow and they thought it would be impossible. Rabbi Gamliel was an expert. So, numerous times, stories like this happened and the Am had enough, and therefore they relate this pasuk. So, as is described also in the Bavli, miyad holchu minus Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva. They went to appoint a new Rosh Yeshiva because they removed Rabbi Gamliel. He was too strict. He was too, even though he might have been doing it l'shem shemayim, not for his own personal, but he wanted to strengthen the power of the centralized Bezdin. It was a little bit after the Churban, and he wanted to make sure that the Beis Din had that strength and everyone listened to the Beis Din. But anyway, they removed him and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It does not say here the details of that. They went to him and they asked him and he said, I have to go ask my wife. That part is not here. And he goes to ask his wife and his wife says, what do you need it for? You know, maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. And he says, better to be a glass kli for one day than to be an earthenware kli all my life. But you don't have a white beard. And overnight, miraculously, he grew a white beard. That's the push-up shot of the Gemara. The Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayah said, because he worked so hard in Torah, he aged very quickly. And therefore, he was white. But again, that's not the push-up of the Gemara. But there it says, he was 18. Right? And it says, Kim ben Shivim Shana. So here's a little different. Ben Sheshesrei Shana. According to our Gersa, he was 17. According to this Gersa, again, it was other Gerso, 17, 13, the Abu Dram has. Okay. Besheshe Zeshana Haya, Venimali Kolbrosho, Savos. But he had the white beard. Vahaya Rabbi Akiva, Yoshevu Mitztaer. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva was upset. What was Rabbi Akiva upset for? Rabbi Gamliel was removed. So the Gemara there in Brachas adds in a line, which we don't have. The Gemara there, talks about who they were going back and forth, who they were going to appoint. So Gemara there in Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin. Tavinabre, ma nukimle. Who should we appoint? Nukimle, the Rabbi Yeshua. Let's make Rabbi Yeshua the Rosh Hashiva. Baal Maisahu. No. That's too painful for Rabbi Gamliel. We're gonna get him. He's the Baal Maisa. Nukme, le Rabbi Akiva. Dilma Anishle, the Lesles Chusavos. Rabbi Akiva comes from Gerim. So maybe we can't, appoint him. And, Rabbi Gamliel's tefillah is going to hurt him. Rashi says. Vildama Anishle, Rabbi Gamliel. So he doesn't have the strength of the Sklusavos. So, Nukra Elazar ben Azariah, to Chacham, the Ashir, the Asiri la Ezra. Right, he's very smart. The Chacham, the Machile Mefarakle, the Ashir, he's rich. The Islay Lefluchle be Kesar, if you gotta do something with the government, he'll take care of it. The Asiri la Ezra, that he has Sklusavos. So, Rabbi Gamliel, back to Argamar. Rabbi Akiva was sitting in upset, cause he's wondering, why didn't they appoint him? What, it wasn't a personal thing. he felt that if they didn't appoint him, it must be that he has something wrong with him. And he must be that, right, he has to work on something. See the Karban Ha'edah. Shalom, Rabbi Akiva Yoshiva Mitztaer. Shalom Nismanehu. V'amar Ulai Matzu Bo Davar Rachas V'Shalom. Oshein Taraso Chaviva Lefnei HaMakom. He's trying to take it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So V'omer, and then he said to himself, maybe he realized, Lo Shehu Ben Torah Yosef Mimeni, Elo Shehu Ben Gedolam Yosef Mimeni. Okay, he realized it was the Yichus issue. Ashrei Adam Shezachalo Avosa. So praise is the one that his forefathers set him up. Ashrei Adam Sheishlo Yaseid Lehitalos Bo. Praise is the one that has a peg to hang on. It does not mean that a person can't become great if they don't have the Zechus Avos. There are many of our greats that we don't know anything about their parents and about their grandparents. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, you know, didn't come from, I mean, she came from Yisro, but Yisro was great, but it was, like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Umahai, so you say, Dasha Lazam and Azaria, and what was the yateid, what was the peg that he could hang on? Shuasirila Ezra. We said he goes back to Ezra HaSofer. Kama Saf Salam HaYusham. How many benches were there? Right, again, you have to fill in that in the brachas. It explains that Rabbi Gamliel had a much stricter entrance exam to get into the base medrash. If anybody, the guard stood there, the bouncer, and if anybody whose inside wasn't like their outside, Tocho Kabaro, he didn't let him in. So there were a lot less students in those days. The Mefarshim wonder, you know, how does the bouncer figure that one out? You know, how do you know Tocho Kabaro? How do you know that? So some say, if they didn't take no for an answer and they wanted to get in, that was Tocho Kabaro. Right? They didn't say, oh, okay, I can't go in, I'll go find something else to do. No, they kept going, like Hillel on the roof. So the Gemara says there were many benches that were added in that day. Kama safsalam ayusham. Rabbi Yaakov bar Susi Omar, Shmonim safsalam shaltim midechachavim ayusham. There were 80 benches. Chutz min ha'omtim me'achari ha'gedah, besides the people that were standing. 80 benches. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, Shlosh me'osaf salam shaltim midechachavim. 300 benches ha'yusham. Chutz min ha'omtim me'achari ha'gedah. So there was a lot that happened that day. There were a lot of benches that were added in, many more, and many halachas that were clarified on that day. That's why the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying numerous places, the Gemara quotes a few of them here, Kitz Danin Taman, like it says in the beginning of Zvachim, Biyom Shoshiva, Sublazim Ben Azariah B'Yeshiva, on the day that they made Sublazim Ben Azariah the Nasi, they figured out, dot, dot, dot. Taman Taninan, or here, the Gemara, the Mishnah Ksubis, Zem Medrash Darash Sublazim Ben Azariah, Lefnei Chachamim Bekerem B'Yavne. In Kerem B'Yavne, where the Sanhedrin was. V'chikerem ha'yasham, was there a vineyard? What do you mean, at the vineyard in Yavne? Ella, elo tamidei chachamim sh'yosuyim shuros kekerem. No, it was the rabbis of the Sanhedrin there that sat, and the Talmidim that sat in rows, that sat in neat rows, like a vineyard. It's an interesting line in the Rambam. When the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah talks about, a Rebbe teaching students, the Rambam says, in the end of Perek, beginning of Perek Dalet, Ein Malamdin Divrei Torah, Elo Talmud Hagun Na'eba Ma'asav. She only teach Torah to a proper, good student. I don't know Hebrew. Na'eh, nice. Na'gun Na'eba Ma'asav, nice in their actions. Olatam, or to a simpleton. The Tam. Avalam Hayaholit, Paderach Lo Tova, Machzirin Azolamutav, But if it's somebody who is going down the wrong path, first work on some behavioral issues, says the Rambam. Machzirin oso lemutav, or some hashkafic issues. Umanhigin oso b'derech yishara. Ubotkin oso v'acharkach v'chnis oso l'beis ha'medrash v'lamdin oso. Meaning, if somebody would take the information just the content of the Torah, if you know he might take that in a negative way, first you have to try to get his head on straight, says the Rambam, with a proper Ashkafa, and then teach him about Nashim and Ezekin. So where does the Rambam get this from? Teach a Talmud Hagun or to a Tam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, it's from our Gemara. Meaning, if you know for sure that it's a Talmud that is not going to take the Torah and use it properly, right, it will be the Sam HaMavis and not the Sam HaChayim, then you can't teach him. But if you don't know, then it's okay. That's the Tam. Tam is neutral. The Kesef Mishnah says, you know that from our Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel, you had to know for sure, vada good. Rabbi Lezman Azariah, no. As long as it's not negative. That's what he says from our Gemara. V'lamad kein, klomar, im ein borer lanu im hutovim lav, that's Tom and that's okay. And that's, you see from this Gemara that, you know, we pass on like Rabbi Zalman Azariah Lachora and not like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, so the Gemara is, says, Miyad, Halach lo, Rabbi Gamliel, it's a kolech of Ephaisa. So Rabbi Gamliel started going to apologize to all the other rabbis. It must be that Rabbi Yeshua wasn't the only one that he had upset over the years. So he went to apologize to all of them. Asar Rabbi Yeshua, Vashkachte, Tave, Oved, Machten. He found Rabbi Yeshua, who was the one in the story, and he found them that he was making needles. He was doing a very, lowly type of, occupation. Amar le, min alein atchaye, you live from this? This is your Parnasa, Rabbi Gamliel, who was from the Nasi. He says to Rabbi Yeshua, Amar le, vad kudun at boy meida. It took you so long to know exactly the state that the people are in? Like, it took you so long to know this? Oy li ladarsh at Parnaso. If the leaders don't know what state the people are in, that's oy. That's oy. So really, you have to know exactly. The leaders have to know what exactly the Am is going through. Amar lo nanetzi lecha. So he says, please be mochel me. And he might have been more in the conversation, but he was mochel him. Shalchun gabe elazar ben Azariah. So then, because he apologized, they were going to at least partially put return to Gamliel to the Nesius. So they sent a letter to Rabbi Elazar. They sent a message to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to let him know that Rabbi Gamliel is going to be back. Chad katzar. First, they sent him a launderer. This, there are some stories in Shas about the launderers. Ve'istam and Rabbi Akiva. Some say Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva Havi that went to tell him. Amar le. Rabbi Akiva says to him in, a little riddle. Doesn't just say, you are not going to have the full-time job. But he says to him as a mashal, Mishu Maze ben Maze Yazem. The one talking about Kohen Gadol Paraduma sprinkling. When the Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, but the, when somebody sprinkles the Paraduma ashes. Someone who is a sprinkler, son of a sprinkler, shall sprinkle. Misheino lo maze, velo ben maze, but somebody who is not a sprinkler, or not the son of a sprinkler, meaning you're not the Rosh Hashiva and your father wasn't the Rosh Hashiva, right? Rabbi Gamliel comes from the whole lineage of the Nesiim, going back to David HaMelech. So somebody who's not in that, yomer lo maze ben maze mimecha, should say to the one who has been sprinkling, mimecha meme ma'ara, your water is cave water. I mean, it's not proper water. The efcha ofer makle, and your ashes are just stam ashes, burnt ashes, meaning alluding to him that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to step aside a little bit. Rabbi Gamliel is back. Amar lahem nisra. Right, they're not in it for their own coven. They're in it for the job that has to be done. Amar lahem, he says nisratisem. Says you've been merutzet to Rabbi Gamliel. He's come back. Ani vatem nashkin lepischol Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. He was fine. Let's go and tell him and even welcome him back. Afal pi came, but even so, lo horidu oso migdulaso. Even so, that we were going to put Rabbi Gamliel back, they did not remove him. They did not remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from the new position. Elamino oso avbezdin. They also gave him a position. Avbezdin. Some say they switched off. Argamar says they switched off weeks. He did 2 weeks. He did 1 week. Different versions of what they did. But this is quoted halacha lemaisa. If you look in Yuma, the Gemara, interesting, Paskins, in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara there talks about if you have a Kohen Gadol that became Tamei, so you have a new Kohen Gadol put in, and then the first Kohen Gadol comes back. So there's a whole machlokas about what the halacha is, and the Gemara says, halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass in like Rabbi Yossi, that the Kohen Gadol that took over a little bit cannot do the regular Kohen Hediot because of Malin Bakodesh, Bein Moridin. So the Gemara Paskins, halacha Rabbi Yossi, say as Tosfos. Tema, Hilchas El Mashicha. The Rishonim asked a number of times, why are you passing halacha lemaisa for something that's not lemaisa? You're passing what's the halacha with the Kohen Gadol? Right? Fine, look at the Rambam. The Rambam can tell us what the halacha is, but the Gemara doesn't always tell us what's the halacha, Hilchas El Mashicha. So what does it matter, you know, what we paskin like? So Tosfos says, no, it's a nafkamina, even if you're not talking about Kohuna Gadola, but if you're talking about positions. If you have any type of position and there was somebody who was an one, so somebody else came took a position instead, and then the first person comes back, Malin Bakodesh. Right, Tosfos quotes that. The Ritva says, don't take this question so seriously that Hilchas El Mashicha. Because after all, he quotes three answers, but I'll read you the one he quotes from the Ramban. Rabbeinu Gadol Zal Haya Omer, Shakol Elu Pilpulin Velo Pircheninu. All these answers to the question of Hilchas El Mashicha, why is the Gemara paskening Don't take it so seriously. The Gemara only asks it in two places, in Sanhedrin and in Zvachim. Why is it? Why are you learning Kachim for? What are you learning? Right, so much of Shas. The Gemara most of the time doesn't ask, you know, that kind of kasha, because you have to know. You have to know. You have to know, even if it's not halakha l'maisa at this moment. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Elohein ma'amados. So we referred to earlier in the parak that not only were the Kohanim and the Levim split up into Mishmaros, but also the Yisraelim into ma'amados, lefi, and what's the source in the Torah? Lefi shenemar tavas bnei Yisrael kabani lachmi lishai. Tell bnei Yisrael that they have to, give the carbon tamid, the carbon tamid is on behalf of the whole tzibur. So how could the tzibur give a carbon without having anyone standing there? Ella, they have representatives. Shishkinu hanavim arishonim esrim ba'arba mishmaros. The earlier generation has been 24 mishmaros. They'll call mishmar a mishmar hayamabad b'Yerushalayim. And for every mishmar, there was also a group in Yerushalayim, shal kohanim, shal avim, vishel yisraelim. Higiyaz man a mishmar, and when your week came, kohanim v'leviyav alum Yerushalayim, the kohanim v'leviyav went up, v'yisrael shaboso a mishmar, miskatsin ba'arim v'karmim ha'isabrashis. And the Yisraelim, as we'll see, there was some Yisraelim that lived in Yerushalayim. So they were the representatives, and all the other ones from that mamad in their own cities, wherever they were, they took off from work, and they fasted, and they laned, and they did tshuva, and they represented remotely, for all of Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say? What are the mamados? And then it quotes a pasuk. Why don't you just say what the mamados are? What is it quoting the pasuk for? Lo tzercha dila. Shouldn't the Mishnah say Elohim mamados? What are the mamados? Miskansin barin v'korim masabrachus. What do you quote a pasuk in the middle? So the Gemara says no. B'lahaskel b'mitzchilas haparsha. It makes sense to quote the pasuk first to say what's the basis for everything. So we quote the pasuk, and then we talk about what they are. Amar Rav Yonah Elin Tamidin Karbanasein Shal Kol Yisrael Inun. These to me, then, are the karbanas of all the Yisrael. Im you call Yisrael only Yerushalayim. So what are you going to say? What's the other choice? Not having mamados. What, to have the entire Jewish people be in the base of Mikdash all the time? Right? Because that's their karban. The day that you bring a karban, that's hard to say. Right? If you say all the you call Yisrael only Yerushalayim. Les ksiv ela shalosh pon bashani yirokot zacharcha. It says there's a mitzvah li leregla three times. Not every day. Vim you call Yisrael Yoshinu Batalin. Okay, so maybe they should sit and be batel and stay in their villages for the mamados. No vaksiva safta de ganecha. Miosev lemisadagan. There's a chiyah to make a parnasa. So you can't say that Klal Yisrael either comes to Yerushalayim every day or stays home. So Ella, so it must be they have representatives. Ella is kinu on Vim Arishonim Esrim Ba'arba Mishmaros. They have 24 Mishmaros. Psachim. The Alkal Mishmar, or Mishmar Haya Amud Yerushalayim, and for every Mishmar there was an Amud that was parallel. Shal Kohanim, Shal Levim, Vishel Yisrael. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim that it sounds like from this Gemara that the Isser Malacha, right? You're asking for the Psachim. The Isser Malacha on a day you bring a carbon sounds like it's Daraisa from this pasuk, right? Because you need another pasuk of you know it would be a violation of the Asata de Ganecha. So that's what Tosfos and Psachim Dafnun. That's what the Rishonim talk about carbon Pesach. Karban Pesach, what's the Isser Malacha of Karban Pesach? Is that because of Rashi? Like Rashi says, Tircha, you're involved in a lot of other things on Erev Pesach? Or is it because it's the Karban delay? We discussed that back in Maseches Pesachim. If everybody brings the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so it's their Yontif, so therefore, they, it sounds like it's Daraisa from there. The Rambam seems to say it's Darabanan. The Ritva also, the Ritva there in Pesachim, says Beferish, that it's an Isser Darabanan, and there's a way to read the Gemara, without saying it is Daraisa. Ubutasefta Sarvalomar Shisa Daraisa Hu, the Kasav Ritva, Eino Bedin Klal, Elisura Darabanan Ba'alma, it's a Darabanan, and he continues discussing that Sugi that we discussed, in the Bavli, Pesachim Dafnun, the beginning of the fourth parak. Tani, Esen Ba'arba, Elef, Amud B'Yerushalayim. There were 24,000 in one of the ma'amados in Yerushalayim. One of the ma'amados, they let the entire ma'amad be from Yerushalayim. V'chati amad mi'yericho, and Yericho had enough Jews that you can fill up a half a ma'amad. Av Yericho, I say, cholo hotzi amud shalim, you can really get enough for a whole one from Yericho. Ela b'sholacho kavlu Yerushalayim, haysa motzi achati amad. They didn't want to let any other ma'amad come all from another city to give kavod to Yerushalayim. As we know, sometimes Chazal did. Remember the Yerushalmi also in Megillah. That's where we go from the walled cities from the times of Achashverosh, from Yeshua ben Nim, Lavod, Devalavim, Laducha, and Yisrael, Mochich, and Alatzma, Chen, Shluch, and Shokal Yisrael. They all have their spots. The Kohanim do the Avoda, the Levim go sing, and the Yisraelim stand there, and they are the Shlichim of all Yisrael. Tani, Reb Shimon, Akonim, Levim, Yisrael, Vishir, Ma'akman, as a carbon. Everybody has their part, and it's Ma'akiv the carbon. Right, the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and the Shir, and the singing. Rabbi Avum, B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Taima, the Rabbi Shimon, where's the source? The following pasuk, the kolakol, Mishtachavim, El Yisrael. Vashir, Misharer, Elu Levim. Vachatzotzrotz, Machatzitzrim, Elu Akonim. That's the pasuk. Ad, or Hakol Ad, Lechlos Ha'ola, Hakol Ma'akban Es HaKarban. That's one pasuk they're all alluded to in the pasuk to teach me that it's ma'ake. Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Shemalem, and Adah. You learned it from this pasuk. V'etnez Alavim, Nusunim, La'aron, Levanam, B'tokman, Yisrael. Elo alavim. Lavodes avodes bnei Yisrael, elo akohanim. L'chaper bnei Yisrael, ze hashir. V'lo yeh b'vnei Yisrael negev, v'geshes bnei Yisrael, akodesh, elo Yisrael. So you see, each of the people and the parts involved are alluded to in the pasuk. Minayin shashir kori kapara. How do you know the shir is kapara? Because we said ulachaper references the song. Chinna avui, dvarnata, b'shem Rabbi Benaya, l'chaper bnei Yisrael, Zehashir. Umanach Hashir Ma'akev, how do you know it's so important? The singing and maybe the instruments. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon Balvata, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chanina, Lachaper, Bnei Yisrael, Zehashir. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Rabbi Yaakov. We'll get into the number of the Mishmaris, Be'ez Hashem, next time.